Hello, everyone. This is Donna Fox, live this week on Ask the Akasha. We have been blessed for the last 2 weeks. We were talking to my teacher, Elena Lieberman. Tonight is your turn. Tonight is your turn to call in and ask the Akasha questions. And I look forward to talking with you. I hear that there's some folks that actually called in last week when I had to tape the show. I was actually at a workshop, and it was better that I had the recorded tape because, I was in the midst of doing my own clearing. And we will have the originator of that particular workshop on another time, and we can talk about that another time. But tonight, let's talk about not only the Akashic Records, but, you know, this is a very, very special weekend this weekend. This is Memorial Day, and this is a time where we remember those who have fallen, and we remember those who are not with us and are in a foreign land and are defending themselves as well as our honor. And so this message, this show is dedicated to those who have gone beyond and have given the ultimate sacrifice, and to those people possibly that are listening in Iraq or Afghanistan or all over the world. If you're near a computer and you decide to listen in and you're one of our troops or you're a family of one of our troops, I just want to tell you that I am with you 1,000%. I don't believe we should be there. I'm sorry that you have to be there. What am I glad about with this? I'm glad that you're whole and you're safe right now. And I am sorry if you've lost someone or if you've been wounded. Memorial Day weekend. My dad was in the Second World War. I had a lot of friends who were in the Vietnam War. And I've asked the Akasha on many occasions why we humans choose struggle. But right now the records are open, and I would like some answers. I'd like some answers as to why do humans have to go to war? Why do we fight each other? What is the primal need to have power over one or another? And I would love to have this discussion with anyone who would like to call in and ask some more specific questions around that area this evening. And what's coming forward right now is that the wars that we experience, the wars that we experience on the outside are a reflection of the war that we feel within us. This conversation or this information isn't necessarily meant to be comforting. It's more informational, and it is meant to be exploratory. It's information that we as humans are being called to look at. When we engage in fighting with another human being, whether it be in an all-out massive war, whether it be within a family of a feud or within brothers and sisters, or husbands and wives, or parents and children, or just friends, when we engage in the war within ourselves, we open ourselves up for the exploration of how we can also look for the peace. So it's twofold. It's the idea that war within ourselves comes out and works with another person as a mirror. It's as if we are actually fighting with ourselves. It's everything that we see that we don't like about ourselves is reflected in another. And this particular, when we go to war from one country to another, we actually are acting out, what we say is that we are fighting for freedom, or we are fighting an oppressor, or we are fighting a dictator. And yet what we're really doing in a spiritual sense, if you will, is we're actually fighting the oppressor or the dictator within us and within our countries or within our beingness. And so we have to look at the way that we as an individual human on this planet oppress ourselves as an individual. What bondage do we put ourselves in? Many times we will say, well, I didn't put myself in this bondage. I am in a situation that I can't help. And the bondage that we actually move into has to do with our abilities or lack thereof. It's not the lack of ability, it's the lack of awareness of our ability to move into our own center and actually take responsibility for our own attitudes. So I would encourage you to really take a look at the areas in which you feel you are in bondage, where you feel your choices are controlled outside of yourself, and really take a look at the truth around what you're able to shift and what you're not able to shift within yourself. Just really think about that for a moment. Think about how much real control you have over your own personal attitude. Think about how much real control you have over moving into looking at your life from a place of empowerment. And take a look at the places where you are telling yourself that other people control you and that you have no choice. Because as soon as you allow someone to take your power and you buy into the fact that you are powerless or that you have no choice and have given away your power, that in itself is a choice, and it can be shifted by just telling yourself the truth. And so I encourage you as you move on through your life to begin to really tell yourself the truth about who is actually controlling you. The reason this is so important is because as we as individuals take back our own power, take responsibilities for our own actions or our own attitudes, the more of us that actually take back our own power, the more we impact the rest of the world, if you will, with the opportunity to empower others. I hope this is making sense to you, because it's really important that we really look at how we discern our own personal freedoms. For the truth is, no one can put us in bondage but ourselves. No one can imprison us but our own belief systems. And we have received those belief systems not only from childhood but from other authority figures and things that we are assuming are true based on what we've heard. And so I would encourage you to take a look at your own personal belief systems to see where the power is and where the lack of power may be, where you can make other choices. You see, when we work with the Akashic Records, as I've mentioned, are the life path strategies of your soul. They contain all the information that has ever happened before the beginning of time and this planet. And what we do when we access the records consciously is we tap in to that galactic or planetary as well as the soul information to help us in all areas of our life. And so, and we do that consciously. So for those people who have been listening on a regular basis, you know that not only do I do individual consultations, but I also teach people how to access their own records. And so, in fact, if you're interested in learning how to access your own Akashic Records, I will be in the Seattle area on June 9th and 10th teaching people how to access their own personal Akashic Records. And after that, in July, I will be in Cleveland teaching that, as well as we have the fall schedule that we're working on now. So if this is of interest to you, if you would like to know how to access your own personal Akashic Records, please give me a call at my office. It's 216-691-1233, or you can go to my website, which is akashicwisdom.com. This information is also on bbsradio.com. I'd also like to share with you that I am a member of organization called Akashic Record Consultants International. We have a website at www.arc-akashicrecords.org. And Akashic Records Consultants International is an organization that certifies and trains consultants and teachers. And so you can find information about the Akashic Records and teachers possibly in your area by going to that website. Again, that website is arc-akashicrecords.org. So, yes, so let me just, oh, by the way, that there is still an early registration discount available for that Seattle workshop, if that's of interest to you. So if that's something that you'd like to do, please get a hold of me as soon as possible so you can save yourself some money. We have a question from a gentleman by the name of Brian. Brian writes in, he emails me, and by the way, if you would like to email me your question or if you'd like to call in, you certainly can do that. Brian emails a question, and he says, if life offers us choice, perhaps an infinite number of choices, does the record reflect the choices we made and can make or will make? And is it possible to access the records and knowing something hasn't happened yet in our conscious mind, can we go to it, earn it, learn it, etc., and know that with enough effort the record will reflect obtaining it? Well, the last part I'm not exactly 100% clear on. So if Brian would like to call in and clarify the second part of that question, that'd be great. But the first part of the question is, if life offers us choice, perhaps an infinite number of choices, do the records reflect the choices we've made, can make, or will make? And the answer to that question is absolutely yes. What the records hold are an infinite array of possibilities or probabilities. That's one of the reasons why when I work with people on an individual consultation, we don't work with futures. The reason we don't work with futures is because there are many various different outcomes that are available based on free will choice. And so consequently, depending on what other people are doing is how your choices will fall. So you can actually choose to be shown a variety of different realities so that you can then choose the one you like the best. That is if you know how to open your own records. So the idea here is, show me how it would feel if I were to, or show me how it would feel if I were to, and you can make decisions based on feelings, and then eventually, if you were to be shown what it would look like. So the answer to your question, Brian, is yes. You can look at the different choices. Now, if we take a look at the idea that time is not linear, that time just is, then all those choices, if you will, are actually playing at the same time. And that by entering into an alignment of how we see or what we want to create, we can actually move into that time frame and bring to our now the probability or possibilities of what is actually playing out. So I hope that answered your question. The second part of the question is it possible to access the records knowing something hasn't happened yet in our conscious mind? And can we go to it, learn it, earn it, or know that with enough consciousness that it will record our obtaining it? That's kind of what I just said, except that we incarnate on this planet that has linear time in this dimension for the express experience of playing or experimenting with the knowledge of linear time. We play with that because we choose to forget. By coming into body, by coming into density, we've made the choice to forget how to work it another way, because as we come into body, it's very interesting to be constricted. It's almost like Houdini in a straitjacket, if you will. It's like, how do I get out of this? And sometimes people say, how quickly can I get out of this? But the whole key of being on planet Earth is learning how to play the game. Absolutely learning how to play the game. And by the time we are ready to leave this planet, knowing within ourselves deeply that we have played it to the point where we have come to the realization and the ability that there are no circumstances that can create ill will within us. The ultimate game is for humans to feel good. And so the ultimate win, if you will, is to be able to walk in and experience enough love that there is no circumstance or person or situation that puts us in, that controls the our attitudes or our controls our beingness. And so that when we, so the best way to explain that is the one who leaves loving the most wins. That's a definite Akashicism. The one who leaves loving the most wins. And the more we can remember that, the more we can stay within our center. And I hope that's helpful for your information. Okay, so we want to open these lines up. I want to have you give us a call and talk to us. We are on bbsradio.com. And in a moment, I'm going to give you those numbers. But in the meantime, what I would like to also do is give you my email address if you'd like to email me a question. I'm online right now, so if you'd like to do that, my email address is akashicwisdom@aol.com. That's akashicwisdom. And the numbers to call in tonight would be, we have Canada numbers and USA numbers, and they're not rollover numbers, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. They are individual standalone numbers. So the first number in the USA is toll-free, is 877-270-8714. Or if you're in Canada, you can call toll-free at 888-861-3519. If you're calling from out of the country, our country code is 01, and it's 530-413-4515 or 530-876-9026 or 530-876-3223. And it's Skype. Is just BBS Radio, and Pal Talk is BBSRadio_com. So now you've got all the numbers that you need. If you would like to call and schedule a telephone consultation with me privately, you can call 216-691-1233. Okay, so now let's go on with some other questions that we have here. I have a listener that is asking me about... let me just get this question here. The question is, what do I need to do to move more fully into loving myself? And this is from a listener who would prefer their name not be mentioned, and so you know who you are. And so the question is, what do I need to do to move more fully into loving myself? So now, Susan, what I'd like to share with you is that there were difficulties for you and for many of our listeners in childhood that created a barrier to trusting yourself. And as you grew up, the information you received kept confirming the fact that you were considered to be wrong or ineffective by other people. Now, please understand that this had nothing to do with truth. This only had to do with the way the other people were expressing themselves. And specifically, I'm going to speak to you about your parents and the way they disciplined you. Your parents chose to discipline you in a way that was extremely critical. And this information is coming because there are many of our listeners who dealt with extremely critical parents. Now, what's important to understand about this particular situation, especially about critical parents, is that, first of all, if you're a parent yourself or if you observed parents, especially your own, it would be important for you to remember your grandparents. Now, we are living in a much different or a more enlightened age, if you will, so that many parents will not repeat the same mistakes their parents did by saying, when I'm a parent, I'm not going to do that. However, in many cases, our parents parented us the way they were parented because they didn't really know any better. And so the idea of being criticized as a child created a barrier to your trust. And the way that you can start to break down that barrier, if you will, if you can to be able to learn to trust yourself again, has to do with becoming very conscious about what your belief systems are and very conscious about what you or how you talk to yourself, what you tell yourself, what you believe to be true for yourself. So every time you move into a situation where you believe you're not acting in a loving way to yourself. So, for example, let's say you make the decision to connect with a partner that is less than kind to you. And you in your heart know that being with this person isn't serving you. Yet there's a part of you that feels this is very familiar, and it feels very safe, even though it feels very cruel. It's at that point you need to really begin to ask yourself, is this the way I want to live my life? Is this the way that I want my life to look and feel? And how does this person, or how does this person's treatment of me in many cases remind me of what I felt as a kid? Because it's important for us to start becoming very aware of what feels good in a relationship and what doesn't. So, and then you say, well, you know, Donna, I know when something doesn't feel good. Yes, that's true. I know you know. But it's the idea of not doing anything about it that really is what needs to be acknowledged. And so the idea here is the way you move more into loving yourself is you need to move more into telling yourself the truth about how you feel, and then making a decision on whether or not you want to act on that information so that you are able to move into feeling better about yourself. And you may only choose or be able to take one action a day that makes you feel good about you. But that one action a day needs to be celebrated, because one action and then another action and another action can be built upon. And you can then begin to really start trusting yourself. The more you begin telling yourself the truth, the more you begin to come from a place of feeling confident that you really are doing what you love, or telling yourself the truth, or moving into a space of light, or if it may be just a matter of telling someone when they don't treat you appropriately by sharing with them that, are you aware that when you do that, that makes me feel bad, or I can't speak with you when you talk to me that way. It's about you putting someone on notice, standing up for yourself, taking back your power, and moving in to what your personal truth is. So that's what I would suggest for you, darling, in the way that you can move into more fully loving yourself is to move more into trusting yourself and doing the things in your life that signify to you that you trust yourself, to begin to do more in your life that helps you nurture yourself, that you actually define for yourself what is joy or what does loving yourself look like. So that the question you want to ask is, if I were to be operating in a way that shows that I love myself, what would that look like? What would that look like? So that's what I would recommend. And if you need more specifics for yourself, then I would also recommend that you give me a call. We can talk personally. And when I'm off the air, we can talk personally and possibly schedule a time for a consultation. My telephone number, if you'd like to call me personally, is 216-691-1233. And again, my email, if you'd like to email me some questions or a question, is 216-excuse me, email is Akashic Wisdom, that's AKASHIC Wisdom, WISDOM, at AOL.com. Okay. All right, we do have some questions here. Let me see, we have something coming up from Nancy, I think. Let me take a look. I'm going to read. So talk amongst yourself for a moment. Let's see here. Here's a question here. It's not coming forward, but I don't know why. Okay, it says, how do we not give our power away? That's an interesting question. And there's another one here. Okay. So let's talk about how do we not give our power away. So the question on board is actually, it's all about, well, what constitutes standing in your power and what constitutes giving your power away. There are many people out there that give their power away and it's like it's gone before they know it's out of their hands or out of their being. And the way you can tell that you've given your power away is because you usually will have a feeling of anxiety in your throat or your solar plexus, or you'll feel anxious, or you'll feel that you're angry at yourself for saying yes when you rather say no. And so one of the ways that is recommended that you can avoid giving your power away is before answering to another person, you ask yourself what you really want. So if someone asks you to do something, you have to ask yourself, do I really want to do this first? And then move into that truth. The other piece here is working from a place of knowing how you want your life to look and feel. And then using that as a barometer for a better idea, if you will, or for a better sense of whether or not your life is living up to where the way you want it to be, rather. Okay. So I'm going to move on to another question because I think it's going to answer it a little bit as well. Just give me a minute. I have to wait for the records to talk to me. And so what I want to share with you is there's a question here on the board that is, how can I bring my emotional, mental, and physical bodies into alignment? Okay. How can I bring my emotional, mental, and physical bodies into alignment? first of all, the first thing that comes forward in answer to this question is that it's about aligning with the light. It's about asking to be placed in the highest level of frequency and vibration of alignment. So you're asked to be aligned, the highest level of frequency and vibration of all my physical, spiritual, and emotional bodies. And you wait for that sensation or that shift to happen. And then part of this has to do with trust. It's really about trusting that when you ask to be aligned with all your mental, spiritual, physical, and emotional bodies, that that alignment is happening. Much is done in as we're learning from the power of intention. The power of intention in your decisions or priorities are very important. So it would be very important for you to get a real good, clear feeling of what it feels like when you ask, how can I align all of those bodies? Okay? Next question is how can I use the Akashic Records to advance my prosperity and advance and work with the records to help me move in to a prosperous feeling? And so first of all, the interesting thing about this is that's an excellent question. As a matter of fact, that question is one of the I'm actually going to be starting a teleconference for people who would like to register for the teleconference. We're going to be doing it on a weekly basis. It's going to be a 4-week course of exercises and discussions on working with prosperity, abundance, and the Akashic Records. The prerequisite is, of course, the fact that you need to know how to work with your own personal Akashic Records. But if you would like information on that, please give me a call at 216-691-1233, or if you would like some information on registration of that telecourse, you can email me at akashicwisdom@AOL.com. It will be a teleconference. I will be recording it, so you'll be able to receive a recording of that those hour talks. It will be a discussion as well as it will be exercises, and we will move into the energy of the Akasha together, and then you will receive homework questions that will be journaled, and then we will talk more about it on the calls and share with other people. So if this is something that you're interested in doing, again, please contact me, and you can move into your own we can move into our working with the Akashic Records and abundance. But one of the things that I wanted to share with you is that there are many things out there today. This is kind of a precursor, if you will, about prosperity and abundance. And one of the things that I'd just like to share and talk to you about is, what is your relationship with money? What is your relationship with prosperity? What beliefs are you holding around about dollars? And what did you hear your father say about wealthy people? Or what did you hear your mother say about wealthy people? What are your beliefs about being wealthy? And these are all questions that I would really encourage you to ask yourself. And one of the other questions that bears considering is, when a friend becomes successful, what is your personal intuitive or personal feeling about that? I mean, clearly we're all happy when another friend, when a friend becomes successful. But it's, what I'm asking you to do is be very clear and honest if there's any twinge of jealousy or any twinge of envy. Just take a look at that. And to really take a look at the questions that I have, that have come forward from the records for you to examine about what your belief systems are and what your relationship is with money. It's very hard to shift into, if you will, feeling good about money if you have a lot of excess baggage hanging around that as soon as you shift into a good feeling pulls you down. Because one of the things that's so hard is that there are so many people out there that really want to feel good but don't have a real experience with feeling good. They're not exactly sure how to get that good feeling so they can manifest what it is they want to manifest. And a lot of that has to do with, again, their underlying feeling of mistrust of self, or feeling, again, if we were talking earlier about the comments or the belief systems that people have about why they're not good enough or why they don't deserve to move into their own power about things like that. So so it really would be important for you to really expand your own journaling, if you will. Now, once you know how to work with your own Akashic records, and by the way, the teleconference probably will not start until after the June class in Seattle. At this point, I want to have the teleconference up most likely toward the end of June, so you folks still have time to work from that, or tell your friends, or take a class to work to learn how to open your own records. And if you're not near the Seattle area, you can certainly go up to Akashic Records Consultants, Akashic Record Consultants International website at www.arc-akashicrecords.org and see what classes are in your area. And then you can participate in the teleconference. That would make it a lot of fun. So just to get back to what I was saying is that it's back to that personal trust. It's about really understanding what your relationship is with dollars so that you can move into choice, that you really can move into choice. You see, attitude is choice. It's really important that you take a personal inventory, if you will, a spiritual inventory of your belief systems, of how you handle the depth of information that comes to you, how curious you get about life and how it works, etc. So it would be real important for you to take a look at that and move into journaling your information, journaling your answers, and working, if you know how to work with your own Akashic records, asking the Akasha how you can move from feeling, how you can move from operating from a place of lack to operating from a place of prosperity and abundance. And one of the issues that comes up when people ask that kind of question has to do with their willingness and ability to receive. So it would be very important for you to really take a look at what is my willingness to receive? And the best way to look at that is when people offer to help you, what do you typically say? Oh, no, I can do it myself. when you go to the grocery store, they want to put the groceries in your car for you, or and help you in some way. Oh, no, I can do it myself. Or if someone wants to help you in a way that around your house, oh, no, that's okay, I'll do it myself. So you may want to take a look at how many times you refuse the help in lieu of doing it yourself. That's a real good key to how willing you are to receive, even compliments, for that matter. How many times does someone give you a compliment? Oh, that's a great tie, or that's a great blouse, or it's a great shirt. Oh, really, I like that suit. And instead of just saying thank you, you revert back to oh well, this old thing, or oh, I just I it's been around for a while, or I got it on sale. That's a real important piece. Now, I want you to just look at when someone gives you a compliment, how instead of just receiving the compliment, you will more often than not put down the comment by saying, oh, well, this old thing, or oh, I got it on sale. And then what's even worse is you go on to tell people where you got it, how much you paid for it, and why it's really looks maybe more expensive than it really is. If you catch yourself doing that, if you notice that you are doing that, I want you to stop right now. I want you to just know that if someone thinks what you're wearing is worth $500, let them think it. Because when you allow people to just hold you in a light of prosperity, you actually shift your energy. That's very important. So the next time someone gives you a compliment and said, wow, that's a terrific suit or scarf or blouse or skirt or shoes, just say, thank you, I love them too. Or thank you, they're one of my favorite pieces. It's no one else's business where you got it, how much you paid for it, or how long you've had it. It's only your business. Be willing to receive. I'm going to say this again. Be willing to receive the compliment. Be willing to receive the energy of love. Be willing to receive the energy of admiration. Be willing to receive. And when you're willing to receive, you're able to shift your consciousness into feeling really good about yourself. It's not about being an imposter. It's not about telling an untruth. It's about feeling good about who you are. After all, when you go out for the day, you don't put on clothes that make you feel bad. You want to put on clothes that make you feel good. So if you're planning, and if your choice is to choose clothing that makes you feel good, and someone else notices that you look good, allow yourself to feel good. Very simple. Very simple. Okay. All right. Now, let's take a look and see what other questions we have coming down the pike here. I love your questions. Keep them coming. Keep them coming. Okay. I have someone that has, again, if folks that want to be anonymous here, that's just fine with me. There's a person here who has MS, and they are concerned what the core issue is underlying their MS. So let's just take a look at this for a moment. Okay, all right, my darling. Here's what's important to know about the multiple sclerosis, the way it is presenting itself, or the way it is the way it's shown up in your life. First of all, I want you to understand that the way that you have been dealing with this health challenge has been a major inspiration for those around you. Major inspiration. And it's really important that you begin to take that in. Not so that you can maintain the illness or the health challenge for a longer period of time to be more of a quote-unquote inspiration, but to help you understand that this particular health challenge is there to help you be an inspiration for yourself and others. The picture they're showing me is that this particular health challenge has manifested itself as a way of like tying one hand behind your back. It's the idea that it actually is stopping you from what you consider, the way you're qualifying it is it's stopping you from moving into your greatness. And in fact, it doesn't have to stop you from moving into your greatness. It actually can propel you to move into your greatness. Now, the core issue underlying the beginning of the disease, if you will, has to do with unacknowledged and unrequited or not dealt with anger. And the anger has to do with a sense of the unfairness of life and the feeling of being helpless, or feeling like you're helpless, as if to say that you don't have a voice here, that you are that you're helpless, that you're too weak to fight back. So what's happening here is, as you have felt this from the time that you are growing up, and what I'm hearing is that you grew up in a very large family, and you were kind of like in the middle. And what was happening here is it's almost like you got passed over, and there was a feeling of helplessness that, you couldn't do anything to help yourself, and also when you saw some inequities or situations within your family that created pain, you also felt helpless to fix them or to heal them. So all of this has contributed to your feeling of weakness. And so what the recommendation is here is that you begin to create a dialogue with your illness. And here are the questions you need to ask the illness and then ask of yourself. You need to ask an illness, what does it need from you and why is it here? You need to ask, how does it serve you? And you also need to ask it, what does it allow you to do and what does it prevent you from doing? And then the final question is, how would your life look and feel if things were different? And what are you afraid of around that change? What part of change scares you? And so I'm going to leave you with that for right now. If you have any questions, you can call back tonight on the Akashic Wisdom Show. That's coming up at 8 Pacific Time. and on BBS Radio. I would like to share that I will be taking questions at that time. If you have any other questions you want to just email, please email them at akashicwisdom@aol.com. Give me a call at 216-691-1233. Or if you'd like to visit my website at akashicwisdom.com. Or you can also find out more about the Akashic Records by going to www.arc-akashicrecords.org. I'm going to have to sign off for right now. I love you all. I'm going to close the records for the show by saying I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. And with that, I close the records of the Ask the Akasha show by saying, amen, amen, amen. The records of this show are now closed. Thank you, and tune in tonight to the Akashic Wisdom Show. Good night, everyone. Have a great one. Bye-bye.